We're doing the Sefer Maasiyot. We're up to the different steps of tshuva. So we're up to the third step, and that is that a person accepts upon himself that he won't return to that sin. Meaning a person has to decide that he's never going to do it again. The prophet tells the Jewish people, Ashur lo yoshienu. And the simple reading of Ashur is the Assyrian Empire won't save us. And the Sefer Maasiyot says that if you want to do tshuva, so at that time the problem was the prophet kept telling them, don't rely on your peace treaties with the other empires. You know, we see today how the peace treaty with Egypt suddenly put into question.
The porous borders,
yeah. So at the time of the first temple, the Navi told them, you want to do tshuva? So then stop relying on your peace treaties. That was at the root of their sin. And if not, there's nothing to talk about. The person has to agree that he's not going to continue that sin, whatever it was. And if a person sometimes says, you know, I'll do it again, and then I'll do tshuva again. So then Hashem says, then I'm not interested. Chazal tells in the Mishnah, if a person says, Echtav Ashuv, I'll sin, and then I'll do tshuva later. So then they don't give him an opportunity to do tshuva. If a person says, I'll sin and Yom Kippur will take care of it, so then Yom Kippur doesn't take care of it. Now, it says in the work Ben Sira, you guys heard of Ben Sira?
Yeah.
That was a work that was not included in Tanakh. Some of the stuff there is smart, some of the stuff there isn't. So it says in the work Ben Sira, Uvislicha al tivtach loosif avon al avon. Don't have confidence in God's forgiveness to continue sinning. Don't say, you know, God has a lot of mercy, so I could do a lot of sins, He'll forgive. It's true, God has much mercy, but He'll keep His mercy and send out His wrath. So that's what Ben Sira taught us. And if a person decides he's not going to continue doing that, and then he does tshuva, and it doesn't last, he does end up sinning, so God says, you know what, he did a good tshuva, and afterwards he stumbled. Fine, Hashem accepts his tshuva. Even if this happens many times, so long as he's sincere in his tshuva, even though ultimately he doesn't live up to it, Hashem says he was sincere, he tried, so Hashem is willing to forgive him. Provided that he fulfills the four steps of tshuva, being that he really meant it, the fact that he fell again, okay? So he fell again, and the fourth step of tshuva is to ask Hashem for forgiveness. For some reason, we have a hard time doing that. But it's important, as the Navi says in Hosea, Kechui machem dvarim v'shuvu el Hashem. Part of the steps of tshuva is that a person declares what he did wrong and humbles himself and asks for forgiveness. One of the things we do, we say, Chatanu im avoteinu. We also declare our forefathers' sins, which deserves its own class, why we speak about our fathers. And we say we're embarrassed, and that's the institution of vidui that our sages instituted, that we confess what we've done. We don't confess to another human being, we confess it before Hashem, and then Hashem forgives us. A person shouldn't think that if he's a Baal Tshuva, so then he's not on a high level. Because Chazal tell us that the place where Baalei Tshuva stand, even whole tzaddikim don't get there. Because the tzaddik never had to deal with the vain things of the world. He learned Torah his whole life, so he doesn't, you know, he doesn't have that experience. But a Baal Tshuva, who was accustomed to the sweet life, so to speak, things he knows the sweetness of sin,
this world,
and he knows the other path, the alternative, and then he decides he will take on the yoke of mitzvah. It's much harder for him. And so Hashem says, I know that he constantly has temptations that the other ones don't have, and that's why he gets greater wages. What's this similar to? If you give the common folk, you give them barley to eat, so even if you don't cook it, they like it, they're used to eating that. And if God would tell them, you guys, you have a mitzvah to eat barley, they'd say, great, that's what we eat every day. But if you take the wealthy people who never eat barley, they're always eating good bread and sweet foods, and then suddenly you tell them, you guys, I want you to eat barley the rest of your life, that's a difficult mitzvah for them, because they're used to other things that are sweeter. By the same token, a person who tasted a different life, and then he has to come and do mitzvos, that's much harder for him, and so Hashem gives him much greater wages. And Chazal give us two mishalim, two allegories regarding this. And Be'ezat Hashem, next time we'll pick up with these two allegories.
Is there more leeway when it comes to tshuva?